Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA student in history at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 27, 1811, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette featured several notices concerning enslaved people in Barbados. Among the advertisements for the public sale of animals, furniture, and food items were notices of the offer for sale of enslaved Negroes. In addition, there were offers of rewards for the capture and return of Negroes on the run from their owners. According to one advertisement for sale was, quote, a family of Barbadian Negroes of good character, consisting of one mother with her three boys and two girls between the ages of 6 and 18, end quote. The newspaper explained this enslaved family was to be disposed of because their owner had not been granted permission to remove them from the island. A similar notice for sale offered by Jonas Wilkinson indicated there were, quote, 74 choice Negroes, all natives, end quote, at Thorpe's St. James, who were available for purchase. The notice explained that due to the large number of people for sale, potential buyers would be offered the option to purchase the entire group or to acquire what they needed through smaller families. Another advertisement for the sale of Negroes included the job descriptions of the workers. It stated, quote, a cook, a carpenter, a washer, two women who have been accustomed to the field, and two girls, end quote, were offered for sale by Mr. Joseph Wiles. On the other hand, in that same column, Mr. Henry Mears offered a reward of £5 on behalf of his sister for the apprehension and return of, quote, a mulatto woman by the name of Mary Jane, end quote. The information provided to identify this runaway was, quote, she is thin and rather tall, dresses well, and is supposed to be at or near the castle, end quote. The notice further assured readers that Mary Jane would not be punished if she surrendered herself, while reminding the public that it was illegal to harbor a runaway. Similarly, the publication carried a notice by Mr. J.A. King, who also threatened to enforce the law against anyone who harbored or employed his Negro men, Jack or William, who had absconded his custody. Moreover, the cage keeper, R. Adams, informed the public through the publication that a number of Negroes were confined in the cage. He published a list containing the names of the captured enslaved, along with their owners. Mr. Adams stated, quote, owners of runaway slaves are requested to send to this place of confinement at least once a week, when such of their slaves as have been taken up and lodged here can be delivered to them, end quote. So on this day, July 27, 1811, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette published notices pertaining to the sale and recapture of enslaved workers.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.